This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. In this edition of Vital Signs, Viral Infections and the Elderly. Daily updates on COVID-19 illnesses and deaths often include people 65 and older. The same's true for illnesses like West Nile virus or flu. I talked about why with Dr. Raja Puspula. He's a specialist in geriatrics and the senior lead staff physician of Parkland Hospital's community-oriented primary care centers.
One key reason is pre-existing conditions known as comorbidities. These include heart disease, diabetes, lung disease, which has COPD, asthma, hypertension, cancer, immunocompromised state, liver disease, and chronic kidney disease. But chronic illnesses may not only be contributing to COVID-19 deaths, but biological aging and declining immunity play a role in causing more infection.
Tell me about declining immunity.
Immune system is called like an internal defense mechanism. Now grows weaker as we age. Older people are not at good in reacting to microorganisms they haven't encountered before.
What, the body's ability to produce needed cells to fend off various diseases?
Yeah, exactly. You know, our immune system have two sets of defense against virus and other pathogens, right? The first line army of cells called leukocytes that attack invading microbes within minutes or hours. And the second line force of precisely targeted antibodies, T cells, that surge to battle front these microorganisms. The frontline cells become fewer and respond slower, communicating with T cells and B cells as we get older. Hence, the response becomes late. The important cells used for self-defense in our body, like T cells and B cells, become decreased as we age, so thus causing elderly more prone to these infections.
Are there social or economic factors at play here?
Access to safe housing, nutritious food, economic resources, social support systems, quality health care are some of the non-biological determinants of person's health. Lack of this obviously lead to more COVID infections, and that's what we are seeing.
A large number of deaths occur with people living in long-term care facilities, nursing homes. Does that play a role here?
Yeah, definitely. You know, obviously they are much sicker than community population. They have more comorbid conditions. They have less immunity. And, you know, they are living in close proximity with the other elderly patients, you know, thus making them more prone to these infections. Obviously, they are at more risk of having COVID-19 infections.
It's interesting, too, because with COVID-19, we obviously don't have a vaccine for that. We do have vaccines for flu, and yet we have a large number of elderly deaths from that every year.
You know, the way we can explain that is a young person who gets vaccinated, they have better immunity. There's something called immunity memory, where the younger person body will be able to recognize any type of, you know, viruses in the future as opposed to elderly. Their immune memory kind of decreases as we age. That's why they're more prone to these infections, including flu and other infections, though they have vaccinations.
Then what can or should elderly people do to protect themselves?
Take basic precautions, you know, washing hands with soap and water at least 20 seconds, using hand sanitizers, social distancing, keeping 6 feet distance from one another, and using face masks if they're going outside. Make sure they have enough refills of medication. That way, you know, they're not going out too often. Making sure that they have enough food supplies and medical supplies. If the visit is not urgent, the patient definitely can speak to their doctor. And in fact, a lot of hospitals, including Parkland, is implementing telemedicine, where we are reaching out to our patients via telephone and trying to take care of that medical illnesses. And if they have to come out, or if there are emergencies, only they are going to hospital. So these are basic things an elderly person can take care of their health.
Dr. Puspula, thank you for your time.
Thank you for having me.